Let's go on the old phone lines, like two Campbell soup cans with a little string, all the way to the Big D, Jerome Garza, U.S. Census. Jerome, welcome to Wake Up Tucson. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tucson. I am fantastic. How in the world are all the fun people in Tucson?
Look at this guy. Who knew a federal worker could be this excited? Good congratulations. I'm impressed. Look at that. He's got little sounds and everything. He's the man. Jerome, what's your position with the Census Bureau?
I'm the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the Census Bureau.
And tell me, how is Tucson, Arizona, or Southern Arizona doing in our response rate? Because that's a big thing for all these community leaders. And I know Tucson was always concerned that we're not stepping up and filling this thing out. How are we doing right now?
Well, Tucson is really doing fantastic. If you look at the national rate, it's 56.8. Arizona itself, the state, is doing 53.7. The city of Tucson is at 55.3. Phoenix is at 55.2. Oral Valley, oh my goodness, what are you doing in Oral Valley? 71.5.
Ooh, I like
it. Eloy, yeah. And these percentages I'm talking about, those are the number of households that have answered the census. So that is fantastic. You know, everyone says, why is it important? Money representation. Let's talk about money. The federal government gives back to local communities in excess of $675 billion a year. Goes back to the communities.
I did like that you. I like that you said the word "give back" because we said it there in the first place.
They need to give back to the communities, and if we count everybody in Tucson, you know, 55.3, that's a good number. But we can do better in Tucson. All they need to do is go to their phones right now.
Look at this guy.
And they dial in 844-330-2020 and answer the census. 10 easy questions. The first one is your name. You got your name? All you got is 9 more to go. It's easy. It's simple.
What did Tucson do last year? Do you have that data in front of you in relation to...
I don't have it in front of me,
okay.
But you know, the census this time around is completely different. For the first time ever, someone can go online, www.2020census.gov, and answer the census online. On the phone, for the first time ever, you can answer the census in English and 12 other languages. If you want the Spanish language number, it's 844-468-2020. Or what we have started to do is in city-style addresses like Tucson, if you haven't answered the census, we're going to mail out the questionnaire to you. You just answer that, pop it back in the mail. 3 easy ways to do it this time. Last time, basically all you could do is the paper census or somebody came to your door. And this time that we have where social distancing is so important, answer the census. Help out your local community. What does it do? Is a fire station important to you? Is a hospital important to you? Is an elementary school in your neighborhood important to you? If you said yes to any of these questions, that's what the census does. It returns those federal dollars that belong in your community based on the population that we do every 10 years.
Now, do you do this job as a full-time job, Jerome? Because you're amazing. I mean, if you were in Aspen selling timeshares, you'd be kicking ass right now. I am so impressed by your joie de vivre here. I love it.
Well, thank you. No, I come. This is my 3rd census. I just come back to the census, and I go back. In real life, I guess I was a banker. Can you believe that? Oh my God!
That's better than being a lawyer. So we forgive you.
Okay.
What happens next, right? So you have, like, you know, the people who didn't call, the people who didn't go to census2020.gov. What happens next? And I know it's a little weird in the world of COVID-19. So what's the plan right now?
Because of COVID-19, what we have done is extended the time period where people can answer the census. Originally, it was July 31. Now it's October 31. You have until October 31 to go online, get on your phone, answer the census. If you don't do that, and I happen to think Tucson is going to be leading the nation when we look at it at the end of the day. Come August, we will be sending people into the field to go to each housing unit that did not answer the census and ask them to answer the census. So, yeah, that's kind of what happens. But we have plenty of time right now. You know, what's today? The 6th of May. We have plenty of time to do this. I think what Tucson can do is show the rest of the nation what's important. What's important is to return money back to the communities based on the population. So who answers the census? Do you live in Tucson? You answer it. End of sentence. It is confidential. No one can obtain, and the Census Bureau does not share your information with any other governmental agency. FBI, IRS, no way, no can do. Go to federal court, no can do. No one can find out if Jerome Garza answers the census. Only Jerome Garza knows. So it is confidential, guys. Go there. Go banking online. It has so many layers for it. You double that, and that's what the Census Bureau does. So do you think your money's safe? If you say yes, the Census Bureau is doubly safe.
How many people actually do the whole thing? That's the question we were having earlier in the show.
I did.
Well, Ed's a sheep, so he fills out the whole thing. But how many people really fill out the whole thing?
We think it's important to answer all 10 questions. Number one, is it important to have a hospital in your area? Well, we know that because what hospitals do is they say, how many people do we have here? How many people are over 55 that we need to prepare for that are going to have more health care? That's going to determine that. They look at school districts. What they look at is how many children are under the age from 0 to 5. Oh, look at that neighborhood over in Northeast Tucson. They have a tremendous number. We got to build an elementary school so when they're 5 years old, 6 years old, there's a school waiting for them. So, guys, that's why it's important to answer all the questions. You know, we're not asking for a Social Security number. We're not asking if you're a U.S. citizen. We're not asking your bank account number. Those things we don't ask. Easy questions. You know, where do you live? Do you own it? Do you rent it? Who else lives with you? What's your age? What's your race? Easy questions, not intrusive, guys. And it's all confidential. It is confidential.
The question, so how many people, like, historically actually fill out the census? It's never 100%.
Well, no, in 2010, we had about 65% of the households answer the census. So what that meant is we sent out people to all the other households and got them to answer the census. We count everyone, number one. No one is missed. We count everyone. And we will go out there. That is our goal. That's why we hire people in local communities. For instance, in Arizona, there's a lot of tribal nations. We hire people that live within the tribal nations so that they are going to their neighbors. In Tucson, it is our goal to hire local people. Historically, we've had retirees that have come out. We have parents, you know, one spouse works, the other doesn't. That other spouse comes and works for us part-time. They know their neighbors. They're knocking on the door, and they say, hey, that's Jerome's mom over there. Answer the door. Oh, yeah, let me answer the census. 10 easy questions.
Jerome, one last question I just got from a listener. Are you guys hiring right now?
Absolutely, we are hiring. You know, because of COVID-19, in early March, we started operations. One operation was update leave in the rural areas. In early March, about March 14th, we suspended all operations so that we could reevaluate and retool the people so it is safe for them to go out. We will be, by June 1, we will be going back into the field. So it is very, very important that we have enough people to go out. So, yes, we are hiring. If they go to the website, they can obtain a job and apply right now.
All right, that's census2020.gov. Now, Jerome, you've been an absolute pleasure, and I did get a little discussion. You are replacing Drew Carey on The Price is Right after the census.
Yes!
So,
come on down!
So good job, buddy.
Well, thank you very much. Thank all Tucsonians. They are doing fantastic. 55.3, that's a great number at this juncture. It is, but we can do better.
Oral Valley, I live in Oral Valley, so with the 71%, that means we're doing a lot of day drinking up there and filling out our census.
Boy,
so,
yeah. Let me tell you, while you're out there on the patio having a little, fun, they're doing the census. So thank you.
All right, Jerome, have a nice day. It was good talking to you, sir, and maybe we'll talk to you again.
I'd love to come back and talk to you guys and tell you more great news.
All right. Good luck on the Price is Right next year, too.
Thank you.
You're the man. Jerome Garza, U.S. Census Bureau.